Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. You know, it's been an interesting week. There's a lot of things going on in the world. There's a lot of things going on in the National Football League. And we're going to try and tie those things together for you. Yeah, let's see where that goes. But before I get into that, I want to reflect back on yesterday's show. See, yesterday, I was trying to get into your head and tell you that everybody's talking about the economy. Everybody is talking about the economy. I mean, you turn on the news, Biden's numbers are dropping. You go to the gas pump and you realize that gas is costing you more money. Then you go into the supermarket and realize your meat prices are going up and the price of other goods in there are going up. And then, you know, you get a insurance reminder renewal from your renewal reminder. That I guess that's the way you're supposed to say renewal reminder from your insurance company on your property that you live in, and you notice that the premiums have gone up, but the coverage hasn't. Yeah, these are the things that Americans are experiencing right now. This is what's going on in the world. Inflation is moving up. I mean, I saw a news article today where the assistant press secretary for the White House in one breath said they weren't doing anything with messing around with shutting down pipelines, because if you shut down a pipeline, where are you going to get your oil from? Well, you know, the current administration did that when they went into office. And what happened to the country was it took us away from being non-dependent on foreign sources for oil and put us right back where we were before the Trump administration came along. And when questioned in a White House briefing, the assistant press secretary emphatically said, "We are not considering shutting down any more pipelines." And then when pressed, she admitted, "Well, we've been kind of talking about it." Okay, so here's the point. And I'm just going to go back to one of the arguments I made yesterday because it's still relevant today. If you're relying on the government for any kind of support, whether it is financial support, whether it is emotional support, whether it is any other kind of support that you could get from the government, you need to be prepared for things to not go your way. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what's going on in this country right now. Things are not going in the direction that many of us would like them to go in. And even people that probably voted for the current administration, some of those people are scratching their heads and they're saying, "What have I done? What have I done? This is not the change that I hoped for. I didn't want the change to take the economy off the rails and then, you know, shove us into the dirt. No, I just wanted that guy with the orange hair to go away. I just don't like that guy." But some of the things he did, some of that stuff was okay. All right, and here's the problem. You're relying on government. You are relying on government for whatever you're relying on government for. And if you have your money in that 401k, the government is telling you the rules on how you can operate that 401k. And by the way, your employer actually has a little piece of that too. I know it's your money. I know. You work for your employer. You earned that money. That money came right out of your paycheck. You never saw it, went right into that 401k. And if you got one of those really cool 401k plans, your employer said, "I'm going to match you, baby. I'm going to match you." And they threw money in there too. So, you know, all of a sudden the money you're putting in is getting maybe doubled or possibly tripled depending on the plan you've got. There are some employers that will give you more. Trust me, they're out there. So you start watching this pile of money start to grow. And then you watch the stock market and all the beautiful things the stock market has been doing. And then you turn turn on the news one day and you see a guy like Robert Kiyosaki. You remember Robert Kiyosaki, right? The rich dad, poor dad guy? Come on. A lot of us who are investing in real estate right now, we actually read Kiyosaki's books. And, you know, I will give Robert Kiyosaki a lot of props, because what he did for me way back in the day was he caused me to start changing my mindset. He caused me to start thinking about my personal life in a completely different way than I had been doing, which is totally cool. But the problem I had with Kiyosaki was I didn't get any real substance from his books. I got a lot of theory. I had a lot of practical knowledge, but I didn't have any tactical knowledge. It really came through those books. So when I decided to go ahead and start investing in real estate, what did I do? I went out and bought some other guy's program, some guy by the name of Carlton Sheets. Now, I will tell you this about Carlton Sheets. I do not think he was a flim-flam man. I do not. I actually found his course to be pretty darn good. It had a lot of excellent points to it. But one of the problems with Carlton Sheets' course was the no money down piece. Yeah, the no money down piece, because I actually did the things that he taught me to do, and it caused me nothing but problems when I owned real estate for no money down, because I had the property over leveraged, and it was just messing me up. And the other thing, he didn't really teach me how to operate very effectively. No, he really didn't. You know, what kind of saved my bacon was finding a property manager. But then again, if Carlton Sheets had taught me how to effectively manage, I could have either managed it myself, or I could have effectively managed my property manager instead of the other way around. Yeah. So the reason I'm telling you this is because in 2017, I was introduced to a guy by the name of Del Walmsley. Del Walmsley is the founder, the CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited. He founded the company 31 years ago in Houston specifically to help his friends achieve the retirement that he had achieved at the age of 34. And when I listened to the things that were taught to me by the Lifestyles Unlimited educational system, I was blown away, because not only did I get all the theory and stuff, I got all the practical as well as the tactical information. So when we come back from the break, we're going to get into the things you need to know. Stick around.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're going to get into some of this predictive analysis stuff. Yeah, let's do it. Why not, right? I mean, you know, what is predictive analysis? Well, predictive analysis is pretty much the same as going to Vegas, standing at the craps table, having them slide the dice from the far end of the table all the way in front of you, having the dealers wait for you to place that bet down. You're either going to put it on the pass or the no pass line. And when you do that, you have the opportunity to pick up those dice. And as you hold those dice, you are in your mind trying to determine what the outcome of the roll is going to be. As a matter of fact, you might have some special mojo that you put on the dice. You might hold them a certain way. You might shake them a certain way. You might blow on them. You might have the beautiful lady on your left blow on them. You might have the beautiful lady on your right blow on them. And then all of a sudden, you throw those dice down the table and they go tumbling, and they scatter chips everywhere and they're bouncing everywhere. And then eventually one stops and the other one's kind of rolling around. And when it stops, your predictive analysis is done, because that's your result. Yeah. And how much influence did you have over the result that you achieved? Now, some people would tell you, man, I had that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was trying to roll a 7. It came out 7. I put my money on pass. I won. I doubled my money. This is awesome. That's gambling, folks. That's gambling. Yeah, because you don't know the outcome. You really don't know the outcome. In America, there are people that spend a lot of time trying to figure out what markets are going to do. They spend a lot of time researching markets to try and develop a system that could be beneficial to you so that you could make money more efficiently. I think the guy that's out there that, to be honest with you, does the best job of teaching you not only how does the stock market work, but a pretty decent system that will help you make some money in the stock market. The guy's name is William O'Neill. Yeah, he's the guy that founded Investor's Business Daily. Yeah, back in the day, I used to subscribe to the paper. I used to get it every day. I love that paper. It was full of all the things that I needed as an investor. And I tended to agree with the editorial page that was in the paper. So, I mean, it was a well-rounded thing for me. And the paper was designed to help you utilize the system of trading that William O'Neill had taught me. And I will tell you, I did make some money in the stock market. But I will tell you this in the same breath. I didn't put a lot of money at risk. I think I started with like $500. I was willing to, quote unquote, gamble with $500 just to see how it would do. And I invested it. I took that $500, and with that $500, I bought as much stock as I possibly could based on what I had been taught to do. Now, in fairness to William O'Neill, I would say just by doing what he taught me to do, I was probably right maybe about 70% of the time, which is actually really good. And one of the other things William O'Neill taught me to do was how to protect that investment. Oh, wait a minute. It's really a bet. It's really a bet. Yeah, because I'm betting that that stock is going to go up. Because when I buy that stock, I'm planning to go long with that stock because I plan to hold it and let it grow in value. And I'm looking for very specific growth stocks that have the potential to give me the returns I'm looking for. And by doing what William O'Neill taught me to do, I was about 70% right. But here was the drawback. I was never willing to go all in. That was a little too scary for me. Even though I had pretty good results and I was right about 70% of the time, there was the 30% of the time where I was not right. And what I found was it was much easier to sustain big losses as opposed to sustaining big gains. And if I did happen to pick a stock that had the potential for big gains, I usually found that it took a while for it to get the results I was looking for. As a matter of fact, the right stock really should be a stock that I buy and I hold for at least a year and a day so that I can at least take advantage of long-term capital gains rates as opposed to short-term capital gains rates, which affect every stock that is not held for at least a year and a day. And ironically, even though I was doing the investing in the stock market concurrently with the investing in the real estate, here's the result I received. I had to be literally at my computer at 6:30 in the morning. Yeah. Why 6:30 in the morning? Well, I lived on the West Coast. Stock market opens at 9:30. Yeah, it opens at 9:30. So where do you need to be at 6:30 if you're on the West Coast? You need to be looking at the stock market because you need to be looking for that potential entry into the stock that you want to buy. More importantly, you need to keep an eye on the stocks that you did buy to make sure nothing wonky happens that would cause you to lose money. Now, you could put in stop losses and things like that. Those are beneficial. They do tend to save you from losing more than you potentially could, but they're not a sure thing. So my result was this. I spent a lot of time tracking my stocks. When I compare that to the real estate, I didn't spend any time really tracking my real estate. As a matter of fact, my property manager would send me a monthly report. I'd look at it and I'd go, okay, everything's good. Or if something was bad, I'd give her a call and say, hey, Hillary, what's up with this? And she would tell me what was going on. Yeah, maybe 5-10 minutes maybe. Okay. And half of that was probably exchanging our mom's cookie recipes, because her mom made excellent cookies. Meanwhile, I'm over here with my $500 investment in the stock market trying to grow it. I was literally trying to grow it to $1,000. Yeah, I was. That was my goal. I wanted to double it. I wanted to see how long it was going to take me to double it. Well, the result was this. It took me a lot of time. It took me a lot of attention. I had to be on top of the stock market. I had to be reading Investor's Business Daily every day so that I understood the health of the market. I had to be taking a look at what that company was doing just to make sure there wasn't something that was going to come out of left field and damage me. And here's what I found out. After probably about almost two years of massive time on my part, I didn't double the money. I didn't. I think I got it to like 700, maybe 750, something like that. Okay, so that's a 50% gain over what? 2 years? So what does that work out to be? A 25% return on investment? Okay, not bad. Okay, 25%. And some of you are thinking, dude, you should have taken all your money and you should have put it in the stock market. And let me just tell you what my life was like at that time. I was on active duty with the United States Army. I received pay and allowances. My wife, her primary role was to take care of the children, take care of the household. We were a single income household. We lived in Southern California, very expensive. My point is this, there was not a lot of money to throw in there. That $500 that I carved out, man, that's all I had. And I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you what you need to know specifically to make money. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so let me just give you kind of a crash course in how you can make money in real estate versus the stock market. You want a crash course in that? Okay, cool, let's do it. The first thing you need is to get an education. Yeah, I'm being absolutely crystal clear with you right now. You have to receive a proper education with regards to investing in real estate. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, we will provide that to you. All you have to do is sign up, become a member. We make that very easy. We take all the information that you need. We condense it down into a 16-hour course of instruction. You can either sit through it in a weekend, knock it all out, or if your weekends aren't available, maybe you need to do it in the evenings. We make that modality available to you. We offer the classes midweek for two weeks straight. And that way, depending on what your flexibility with time is, it gives you that opportunity to attend the training. And all of our training is live and interactive. It is live and interactive. Even if you're on the internet, you are watching a live training course. Now, even if you're one of those guys that's like, dude, I don't have my weekends off, I work nights, that kind of thing, you don't offer me any classes. Not a problem. We'll just take the entire course of instruction and send it through you through our portal system. Yeah. So you can watch the entire 16-hour training course at your leisure. Now, the only drawback to that version is there's no interactivity. Okay, so that is a little bit of a drawback, but that is not the kiss of death. Because here's the other thing that is a part of your Lifestyles Unlimited membership, if you decide that we're the right avenue for you to go down, and to be honest with you, we are the right avenue for you to go down. We're going to have opportunities available to you to meet other members, to meet other people that are doing the exact same thing you're doing. So even if you can't do that in the learning environment, we make all kinds of other opportunities available. We have case study events that you can attend. If the timing doesn't work for you, not a problem. Maybe we hook you up with one of our ambassadors. See, we have ambassadors all across the nation that arrange meeting events for our members. Yeah, it's really cool. As a matter of fact, there's supposed to be one tonight up in Austin, but unfortunately, the gentleman that normally does that, he came down sick and he said, hey, I got to cancel at the last minute. But I will tell you, the last time I went to that one, it was awesome. There were all these great real estate investors that were willing to share information and to talk about deals that they've recently done and talk about, you know, where's the market at and what are the projections looking like. I mean, these are solid conversations that you have. And this is why the education piece is so darn important to you. Imagine you going to a foreign country. Imagine you going to that foreign country and the people in that country do not speak English. Imagine you going to that foreign country and the people in that country do not speak English and you do not speak their language. Now imagine going to that foreign country, the people don't speak your language, you don't speak their language, and you don't have your phone, so all that translate software and stuff that you've got, those apps, none of that stuff's going to work either. How do you communicate? Well, I will tell you, You can communicate, but it's going to be really difficult for everybody to understand what is being communicated. And this is where the education piece fits in. I'm not shipping you off to a foreign country to learn a foreign tongue. We're not doing that. My point is this. Once you complete the Financial Freedom Seminar, that's what we call it. That's the 16-hour training. We call it the Financial Freedom Seminar. Cool name. I like the name. You'll be classified as a sophisticated investor. You heard me correctly. You will be classified as a sophisticated investor. That means you will have a certain knowledge that most people don't have with regards how to invest in real estate. And even more specifically, we will teach you everything you need to know so that you can walk out of the training and start having conversations with anybody that is at least sophisticated in nature. And you're not going to waste a bunch of time. It's kind of like flying into that foreign country, landing there, knowing that they speak a different language, but the person you're going to communicate also understands English. And by the way, you took a bunch of classes. So not only do you speak English, but you speak enough of their language that you can get by. Oh, and by the way, we gave you not one, but two translators. You getting the picture now? That's the importance of education. Do not, I'm going to repeat this again, do not go out into the world and just go buy a piece of real estate because I think it'll make money. Well, it might, or it might not. And I'm here to tell you, not every piece of real estate is viable for your investing strategy. And the way you figure this out is to get educated, to become sophisticated. Okay? Very important stuff. The next step, Once you have all this education, you need to do something about your lack of experience. Now, maybe you do have experience. I'm not saying that everybody has no experience. Some of you have experience. I know I had experience prior to Lifestyles. It was all bad experience. Yeah, it was kind of bad experience. But having said that, when I became a member of Lifestyles, one of the things that I was taught to do was to seek out a qualified mentor. You heard me correctly, to seek out a qualified mentor. Okay, what's that? How do you qualify a mentor? What do you like? Call up a guy and go, hey man, I know you do real estate and we got to qualify you. So I'm going to send you over to my lender and my lender's going to help you fill out a bunch of paperwork and we're going to find out if you're qualified. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody who's been there, done that, got the t-shirt, has achieved at least the minimum result you're trying to achieve, and has the ability to look you square in the eye and tell you when you're walking down a very dangerous path and say, don't do that. And in the same breath, also be there and be your biggest cheerleader when they know you're going down the path that's going to get the results you're looking for. I have two mentors that I work with. In the single family space, because I do invest in single family properties, I invest with a guy by the name of Sorrell. Now, you're in luck, and here's why. Because next week, I'm going to have Sorrell on the show, okay? And we're going to get into some of the nitty-gritty stuff that you probably need to hear that can only come from a mentor. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's a different lane. I am not a mentor. I do not mentor other people in their real estate business practices. It's not because I'm not competent. It's not because I'm not capable. It's not because I don't have any experience. The reason I don't do it is because I'm still relatively young when it comes to the new real estate investor that I've created. I got rid of the old real estate investor and I created this new real estate investor thanks to Del Walmsley and the roadmap that he created at Lifestyles Unlimited. And Sorrell, I'll tell you what, this guy is sharp, he is grounded in knowledge, and here's the beautiful thing. The guy likes to scuba dive. Yeah, he likes to scuba dive. As a matter of fact, he's hooking me up with a trip in December. We're going to go down to Cozumel, go do some scuba dive and hang out, talk real estate. Do you go scuba diving with your mentor? Well, you should. Back after this.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're talking about mentors. Yeah, the commercials had to, you know, do their part because we have to pay for the show. We do have to pay for the airspace. So, you know, our advertisers are important to us. And if our advertisers are making sense to you, maybe you ought to check those guys out. But having said that, I want to get back into this discussion of mentors, because I told you in the last segment that I hang out with my scuba diving mentor, Sorrell. Yeah, I don't ask Sorrell about anything multifamily related. It's not that he's not wise. It's not that he's not razor sharp, because he is. It's not that he doesn't own any apartment communities, because he does. That's not a specialty. Yeah, it's like you going to a law firm to get a will done, and you have the criminal defense guy do it. Yeah, could he? Yeah, he could. Should he? No, that's not what he specializes in. Don't talk to that guy. Talk to the guy that is specialized. Sorrell is my guy when it comes to single family stuff. He's the guy I have on speed dial. I mean, if even when I have what I consider is a dumb question, now I will be very clear with you. The only dumb question is the question that never gets answered. But having said all of that, if you've ever read some of the questions I ask Sorrell, you might scratch your head and go, really, dude? But having said that, when it comes to the multifamily space, I have a completely different mentor. Now, I will tell you, when I first started as an investor in multifamily apartment properties 4 years ago, I was talking to Doug. Doug was my mentor. Doug is one of these guys that's been around Lifestyles Unlimited. He had been a member for, let's see, what, I think like 9 years, something like that. He had Del Walmsley had contacted him and said, Doug, you're doing great with your apartment investments. You're doing great with your passive deals. Would you be interested in coming onto the team and helping our members achieve the kind of results you're achieving? You know what Doug said? Dude, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's how we roll at Lifestyles Unlimited. Anybody at Lifestyles need something? What do you need, bro? Let's help you out. So when I started investing in multifamily apartments, I mean, I had all my stuff laid out. I had all my financials laid out. I knew where my money was at. I was analyzing deals and stuff. And I had a contact phone call with Doug. Now, you would think, all right, if you're going to have that initial first contact with your mentor, you know, where do you go? You go to an office setting, right? You sit down, you have a long 4 or 5 hour meeting, right? No, that's not how it worked at all. That's totally not how it worked at all. I contacted Doug and I said, hey man, I need to talk to you because I'm not sure which path I want to go down. I don't know if I want to be a passive investor. I don't know if I should be an IRO, in other words, own my own apartment community. I don't know if I should become a lead investor and syndicate deals to other Lifestyles members. I was all over the map. And I think I had $175,000 to work with. That was my initial seed capital. No, it was 170. It was 170. That's right. So Doug set an appointment with me and he called me literally right at the top of the hour when the appointment was supposed to start. And he actually had blocked out a whole hour for me. He did. So Doug gives me a call and I'm noticing there's some background sounds going on. It sounds like, Doug, are you in traffic? And Doug said, yep, I'm in traffic. And I said, well, are you going to focus on me? And he's like, yep, I'm here to focus on you. And I said, well, Doug, why are you driving? Why are you not like sitting down poring over my spreadsheets? He said, well, Al, I'll be very honest with you. I am on my way to another Lifestyles Unlimited members property. They've just had their offer accepted. We're getting ready to go walk the units. We're going to do all the inspections, and I am going on site to help this guy out. And I was like, wow, you do that? And he's like, oh, all the time. That's what I signed up to do. And I love it. And so I said, okay, well, let's get back to me. Cause I don't want to spend the whole hour talking about you. Well, let me just summarize the conversation for you. In about 7 minutes, and I'm probably being a little long in my estimation of how long this conversation really went, but in about 7 minutes, Doug had asked me three or four very specific questions. Very specific questions. And I gave him very specific answers. And he said, okay, Al, here's what you need to do. And I was like, well, wait a minute, man. Have you pored over my financials? Have you done all? He's like, I don't have to pore over any of that stuff. Look, let's be clear, Al. You became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You've gone through the educational program. You decided you wanted to be a part of the preferred investor group. So you upgraded your membership to that arrangement. And you went through all the additional educational content that was there that is very specific to the multifamily industry. So I know you've got all your education done because I can say certain terms and you know exactly what they mean. So I'm not going to waste my time trying to teach you things you already know. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get right down to the brass tacks. Al, what you need to do first is you need to go out and find some very good deals to invest in the apartment community. That's correct. Go out and invest as a passive investor with other Lifestyles members who are lead investors. And I said, well, you know, Doug, I kind of ran the numbers on that, and I think I would do better if I was like an IRO or a lead. And he said, Al, remember the question I asked you, how many hours a week do you work? Yeah. Al, what did you answer? 60? He said, Al, you don't have the time to effectively do that. What we need to do is we need to start working on getting your money to grow and to start develop some passive income for you. Because what you need to do, Al, is you need to get out of that job. That job is stressing you out. It's tearing your mind apart and it needs to go away. If you start by passively investing, what you're going to find is that in the next 3 to 5 years, you're potentially going to double your money. And depending on the type of deal you get into, you're going to have cash flow. Really? That's it, Doug? He's like, that's it, man. And I'll tell you what, you know, talk to me in 6 months. Let's see how it's going. Talk to me in 3 months. Call me anytime you want. I am here for you. Well, 4 years later, all of those apartments that we invested in have all sold. There's only one that is not in escrow right now. It actually went into escrow and then something happened. The buyer walked away. They left $100,000 on the table. Okay, whatever. We'll take it. And yeah. So what we've essentially done over the last 4 years is we've essentially doubled that money that we put into those multifamily investments. And those investments paid us cash flow along the way. What we are doing right now is I've actually shifted over to Robert as my multifamily investor. Mentor is what I meant to say. Not that Doug isn't excellent at what he does. Doug is a phenomenal mentor. He's a phenomenal mentor. But Doug kind of lives over in New Braunfels. Robert just kind of lives down the road from me. So I actually have a better opportunity to run into Robert and see him more. And to be honest with you, Robert and I kind of clicked because Robert became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I think a year before I did. And what Robert did was he went down a different track. He destroyed his engineering career. Yeah, he destroyed it. And he replaced it with a very successful real estate investing business. Robert owns a lot of apartment units. And I had the opportunity to sit with Robert side by side in many training classes. And I got to watch about a year ago when Del Walmsley saw the potential in Robert. And he said, hey, Robert, you want to come on the team? And what did Robert do? Well, he came on the team. And because I've actually have a closer personal relationship with Robert, I've decided to change my mentor. There is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. It is a personal decision. It was not based on the fact that one person is better than the other because neither is better than the other. No, it's just a personal decision. And it's a good one. It's a very good one. Okay, so we've talked about the things you need to really do. We've talked about the fact that if you're going to do this real estate stuff, you need to obtain that qualified education. The other thing you have to do is you have to go out and find the right mentor who has been there, done that, who is willing to hold you by the hand when you need your hand held and take you down that path of success. The last thing you need to do, you have to build a team. You have to build a team around you. Depending on where you're going to invest and what you're going to invest in, you have to pick the right type of teammates. Now, you're going to need all kinds of people for your team. You're going to need lenders. You're going to need contractors. You're going to need attorneys. You're going to need all kinds of people. And the beautiful thing about that at Lifestyles Unlimited, we got about 1,000 of them waiting in the wings, waiting to meet you. So when you come to Lifestyles Unlimited, it's one-stop shopping. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get signed up. Let's get you started because I want to see your results.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.